You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back. Yes, I have calmed down a little bit. AJ Rice joining us now. He's got a new book out, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. And I talk to AJ a lot via email and such. He's president and CEO of Publis PR and one of the guys that really supplies a lot of the folks you hear me talk to on a regular basis. So, AJ, thank you and welcome. How are you?
Brother John, good to be here.
Man, I enjoy it, and I'm sorry. We were late calling because I was all worked up by a lefty that called in, you know, saying that the raid on Trump's house wasn't really a raid, but it was.
Oh, you got to be kidding me! It wasn't a raid. They're cracking safes. They're going through Melania's underwear drawer. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you. That's exactly what I said. Anyways,
what's going on out there in Denver?
Oh my word! I tell you, well, we're 93 degrees, the sunshine, and it's nice. And yeah, I'm calmed down enough to talk about your book, The Woking Dead.
Tell that caller to go back to the dispensary.
That's a good one. All right, talk about The Woking Dead, because you know what? I just talked to one of those woke individuals a moment ago.
Well, let me tell you what the priorities of the FBI are. When Bubba Wallace, NASCAR driver, mysteriously discovered a noose supposedly hanging in Talladega in his garage, the FBI, faster than you could say Hunter Biden, dispatched the Social Justice Warrior Division to the NASCAR race, only to discover that it was a rope to pull down the garage door.
Which most of us have a loop in all of our garages, AJ.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation into some kind of woke Petri dish. They're after Trump and his supporters and his friends in the media and his allies that worked on his campaign are in the White House. It's outrageous.
I agree. No, you are spot on. And again, we are now, and you talk about it in the book, we're now in this woke era, I guess you could say, to where, you know, even in this case, we can have a judge that has a vendetta for Trump, literally. He's talked about it on his social media accounts over and over again. We have a DOJ that's as corrupt can be. They're bought in, you know, by what everything the White House tells them to do. And an FBI agency that, as far as I'm concerned, AJ, should be completely stripped and started over with, because this one's as corrupt can get. And I don't care what agent you're talking about. They're all in the same boat as far as I'm concerned. And the reality is we're so woke, we've lost the rule of law in this country.
Well, look, we've had some different clients over the years that are FBI agents. I'm talking to you guys from Swamp Central here in Washington, D.C. And I got to tell you, most of these guys, they're all on the same team, okay? Sometimes they wear a Rockies jersey. Sometimes they wear a Dodgers jersey. But really, underneath, they're all the same person. It's kind of like professional wrestling with a nod and a wink, right? Most of I think the only agent that was ever the head of the FBI was Louis Freeh. Most of these guys are lawyers that they're all cut from the same pedigree. They're all part of the club. And most FBI agents, most field agents, are patriots. And they'll tell you, we don't join the FBI to go sit in an office in Washington, D.C., right? They don't do that. So, you know, when it comes to wokeism, it has infected most of the federal government. I mean, the military.
I agree.
You know, we've got General White Rage, who's complaining of, who can't see any other threats. He's worried about people with red hats on that have white rage. And, you know, we're paying for things like gender reassignment surgery. I know people at West Point, they're being taught critical race theory. I mean, it has infected everything. And that in and of itself is the Vogue virus. It's not the virus from China,
right?
The virus from here. And it's infected our culture. It's infected our sports, not just the kneeling, but the phony baloney stuff in the NBA, I can't breathe and painting BLM on the court. I mean, it's in our entertainment, and it's being supported by many, many corporations like Disney.
It is. Fortunately, and maybe there is some light at the end of the tunnel, AJ, because when you look at the movie industry in particular, and you look at some of the movies they've come out with recently and we do movie reviews every Friday, so we see this stuff firsthand, but you look at some of the movies that have been released, you take Top Gun, no wokeism at all, thing is a bestseller. You go look at some of the other ones they've come out with lately where they slip in different things that are, you know, woke here, woke there. Some of it is so woke that the movie just absolutely tanks. In a way, they're getting a taste of their own medicine. Finally,
no, it's a multicultural sushi menu of nonsense. I mean, they basically don't really cast the best and the brightest. They check boxes. So, you know, this person has to be trans, and this person has to be, you know, African American, and then we got to have a few, you know, little people, a couple midgets, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Left-handed you're right.
Golfers. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think the American people see through it, which is why you have big viewership for Maverick, for Top Gun Maverick, which was like a nostalgic throwback. Big viewership for Yellowstone.
Yep.
Big viewership for this show that Chris Pratt's doing over on Amazon called The Terminal List.
Yep.
Now, the kooky reviewers might not like it, but the people like
do.
It.
That's right. And no,
isn't
I agree.
Interesting?
I agree.
That's interesting. Yeah.
No, I think, you know, like I said, if there's any light at the end of the tunnel, is the fact that I think just people in general, the average Joe American, they're tired of it. And, you know, and I said this earlier, I mean, I love Trump. I love what he did for the country. You know, do I think he's the best candidate moving forward? That's debatable. I don't know now with everything that's happened. Maybe he is the best candidate. I don't know. That will probably be, you know, we'll know a little more as we keep going here and figure out exactly how some of this, you know, shakes out. But I do know this, AJ. Trump won the first time by talking to people that were fed up, by agreeing to represent people that were fed up, those that had been forgotten by all the political parties, both of them, by the way, they had been forgotten. Trump came along and says, you know what, I know who you guys are, and I'm going to represent you guys very, very well. I'm going to go to Washington and fight like no tomorrow to make sure that I represent you guys well. Charlie Call, by the way. And I'm going to represent you guys very, very well. And frankly, AJ, that's how he won the 2016 election. We didn't do so well in 2020. There's lots of reasons why. We, you know, that's probably another whole segment in and of itself. But the reality is, are people fed up again like they were in 2016? Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, they are. I mean, look, he got more votes than any sitting president in history. And they want us all to believe that the reanimated corpse in the White House got more.
Agree.
Well, you and I aren't going to figure that out here tonight on the phone. But if he is going to run again, personnel is everything.
Yep.
And messaging is everything.
Yep.
He just needs to get back to his roots, which was trade, which was the forgotten men and women, which was immigration, and which was, and look, I mean, the reality is he was the first politician to come along to smash back at this political correctness,
yep,
which comes in the form of cancel culture and the Me Too movement and a lot of this other microaggressions and a lot of this other nonsense that is used to control our language.
Yep.
So
yep,
that's what I think got him elected, trade, immigration, and anti-political correctness.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I'm not saying he's got to be Mr. Nice Guy, but I do think he needs to be more, make sure I say this right, AJ, I think he has to be more careful with his words and his phrases. I think he does have to do a better job of communicating correctly and in a way have a more polished tone. I hate to say that, but you're not going to win the suburban mom voter if you aren't a little more polished. So he's going to have to work on that end of things. But I think if he does, and he can promise the suburban mom voter what he can do for them, which is different than now, I'll lower the cost of bread, I'll lower the cost of fuel, I'll lower your overall cost of living, energy, and so on. And suburban mom, I'll make life happier for you. I think he can win them over if he does it right.
Well, look, I live in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And there is a blueprint that was just used that instituted a clean sweep, both governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general in Virginia, which they haven't won in 12 years statewide, and they won three times last year, you know, with Youngkin.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a blueprint there. I mean, Youngkin was able to keep the Trump base and bring along some of the suburban, you know, white college-educated voters that you're talking about that really had gotten sick of some of the tweeting and some of the turnstile stuff that was going on in Washington, you know, who's in, who's out nonsense. Now, some of that was fake. The media created it
right
to make it look like it was a circus going on. However, you know, they want for Biden, and then, you know, 10 months later swung to Youngkin almost 12 points. So you're right in the sense that I'm not asking him to be Mitt Romney or some genteel.
No, me neither. Know, me neither. No, I never want
dog.
That. No.
But you are right in the sense that what he has to do is hit those issues like what's going on in the public schools, which I call government schools, and because there's some garbage going on in there, and moms don't like it.
Right.
They don't like paying these gas prices. I mean, they're spending $400 more a month now on stuff. Regular stuff, whether it's toilet paper or whatever it is, which is like $6,000 a year. Most
right.
people can't eat that.
That's right. You know, all it really has to say, AJ, is this. Do you want the life you had in 2019 and the economy we had at that time? If so, vote for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're approaching Jimmy Carterville here. I mean,
right.
It's, you know, I mean, Biden can't, I mean, he can't re-energize himself. I think the media thinks this raid on
Trump. He can't put
his
jacket on, AJ, nonetheless re-energize himself.
Right, and this crap sandwich that they passed in the Senate, that they're sending over the House, I think they think these are victories. But these aren't going to help anyone.
It's a loser.
87,000 IRS agents.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No, in fact, that's another thing you could even use as a campaign. You know, you could work into your campaign, AJ, is the fact that you've weaponized now 80,000 armed IRS agents, 87,000, but 80,000 armed IRS agents that, frankly, are not going to be coming after the billionaires and the millionaires. They're coming after middle America, folks. And if you want to put a stop to that, you better vote for me.
Yeah, you think they're coming after Bill Gates and George Soros?
Not at all.
Dr. Fauci? I don't think so.
Nope.
I think if you do the math, that's 1,700 new IRS agents, give or take, per state.
Yep. Yep. It's a lot. It's a lot. And again, I would run on some of those things, AJ, is what I would do if I were Trump. And again, be a little nicer. I'm not saying you got to be mealy mouth. I'm not that way. I'm not mealy mouth. Got to say it as it is. But you got to be diplomatic is probably the words I should use, especially for that suburban mom voter, so you can win her over. Because frankly, AJ, we know we have to have her to win.
Yeah, I mean, look, he performed. You know, I have a section in the book called "Wimpy White Man Went for Biden." What's interesting is if you look at the data, the white male vote is actually the place Trump lost ground.
Right.
He actually increased with white female, with black male, black female, Hispanic male, Hispanic female, and he lost some of these fancy, you know, some of these soy boys that mm-hmm. live, you know, outside of Washington D.C. and New York.
Yep. No, you're spot on. Okay, how do folks get the book, AJ?
Well, look, you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any one of the places books are sold, Target.com, Walmart.com. The Woking Dead. Don't let, get your country back.
Yeah.
Do not let these zombies take your culture.
Awesome. AJ, not only thank you for this and the book and for coming on air with us, but all you do for me, you send us some great guests. I'm always thankful, and a great relationship we've had now for many years, and I appreciate it very much, sir.
We love you guys, really. You guys are, I mean, really, you're our customers. And, you know, we got some new content, some big names coming for you
okay.
in the fall.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate it, man, very much. I really mean that. Great guy, by the way. And, again, he is one of the guys that you know, you can tell who he is and the type of guests that he gives us on a very routine basis. And I will also say one thing about AJ. He's one of those few guys that when I send a message back, and I don't think it's just because of me, it's just the way he works, I'll get a message back very quickly thereafter. I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night. I'll get a message back very quickly about who can or can't come on and how quickly and so on. And it is spot on. He's a great guy. Buy his book. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.